You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's hard not to compare the era in which we find ourselves with that of the late 1960s. They're both moments when people have stood up to demand equal treatment under the law, both periods of unrest that have and certainly will change the course of this country. These are eras that Wilhelmina Delco is uniquely qualified to speak about. Some listeners may recall that Ms. Delco was the first African-American elected to public office in Austin. The year was 1968. She won a race for a spot on the school district's board of trustees only 3 days after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. She'd go on to have a long career in public service, spending 6 years on the school board and another 20 in the Texas legislature. Representative Delco, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you.
You became the first black person in Austin to serve in public office when you were elected to the school board back in 68. What was it that led you to seek that office in the first place?
Well, I was president of the PTA at Sims Elementary School, and we were going to have our annual fundraiser. And then we were told that the school district charged us, I can't remember the exact amount, and we weren't even going to raise as much money as they wanted us to pay to use the school facility. I said, well, maybe if somebody from our communities were on the school board, we could give voice to some of the concerns that they considered uniquely ours. I was concerned that since we were a district in a minority community, there was no voice in making these decisions on the school board. And so I said, well, who decided we had to do this before we could use the campus on Saturday? And they said, well, this is a school board decision. I said, well, is anybody on the school board that went to a school in East Austin? They said, no. I said, well, I'm going to run. And I think that the only reason I was elected because clearly African-Americans had run before, but we didn't have single-member districts. Everybody had to run at large. I think the reason I won was because the election was 2 days after Martin Luther King was assassinated. I think a lot of people felt, well, I'm not like that, and I wouldn't do that, and this was a way of showing their liberalism.
I recently read that after you did get elected to the school board, people kept asking you, what do black people think? You know, what do black people think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, tell me a little bit about your reaction to that.
Well, I said, I can tell you what I think, but can you speak for your whole race and your whole ethnicity and your whole sex? Well, neither can I. So I would not let anybody say, this is East Austin, and I was the voice of East Austin.
Of course, that was back in the late 60s. Do you still get those kind of questions, people saying, what do black people think, that kind of thing?
Oh, sure. Right now, you know, I get people that ask me, now, what is the black community? I said, I'm not the black community. I'm one African-American person who lives in the black community, and I can tell you what I think, but I don't think it's a unanimous opinion. There's going to be somebody to disagree with me, but I do have a perspective which I'm not afraid to voice.
You've seen movements like this before, I know. These protests that are happening right now have caught the entire country's attention. But in your view, how do you see these events, and how do you keep the momentum going that you sort of got started back when you first started calling attention to East
Austin?
Well,
I think the way you do it is to say that you live in this area, and it's right for somebody from this area to speak for us. We don't need somebody from Northwest Hills, for example, which is an entirely different kind of community, to speak for East Austin. So I think you need the diversity. And at the basis of most elected offices and experiences is a budget. If you have public money, everybody feels like that's my money and they want to get part of it. So it's important to me to make sure that there's diversity on all those elective appropriations.
You talk about the money. As you're probably aware, there have been calls for defunding the police or maybe dismantling the police. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. I think that everybody who holds public office and spends public money ought to be accountable to the public. And if you're sitting up there and what the people in the community want or need, you don't care about, you don't need to be there. We have a system of elections that is supposed to be representative. So if you have, say, in any public-supported organization, if you're spending my money, I have a right to know what you're spending it for. And I have a right to speak out on what I think ought to be priorities, and I think that's what's going on now. People all over Austin pay salaries, and they want to make people they pay salaries for responsive to them. Not, they don't want to be ignored by a tax-receiving organization when they pay taxes, and I think that's what a lot of this discussion is about, that they don't feel that that everybody's represented. There are certain groups that are overrepresented and others that are ignored, and that's not equal representation.
Sometimes it seems like it's not just being ignored, but it's actually being
abused. Yeah, it really is. And the only way that can be brought to the front is for an example, like if you're looking at this, the thing that's going on now, somebody actually took pictures of an instance of what a lot of people had been complaining about. Well, there are a lot of people who voted that had never heard or believed in anything like that. So you have to have representation in the money spending part, in the decision making part, in the governing part of the people who you're voting on or for or against. So it is important to make sure that you have the diversity in these tax supported organizations and that they're accountable to your community as well as their any other community.
You've been awfully generous with your time, Representative Delco,
no,
but I want to ask you, sort of closing out here, do you feel more optimistic or pessimistic about the current movement's ability to help create a more just, less racist society?
I'm optimistic, and the reason is that there's nobody in running up down the street opposing them. You have a lot of non-blacks, a lot of non-minorities, a lot of non-poor people. I'm impressed when you see those marches down the street and you see young people, old people, wheelchairs. You see the diversity that is the community.
Wilhelmina Delco was the first African-American elected to public office in the Texas capital city. She also served in the Texas legislature for 20 years and continues to be a public servant. Ms. Delco, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Not a problem, and I wish you well.